This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Thousands of jobs are expected to open in the next 5 years for agriculture. The issue is there's not enough graduates to fill those jobs. Purdue University and the USDA report that jobs will be available in the agriculture, food, and natural resource sectors. Some 60,000 jobs are expected to open up each year over the next 5 years. CropLife says the report projects about 2 open jobs for every 1 qualified graduate. That's left the USDA, private industry, and Grant universities scrambling to try and bridge the gap. Colorado State University, for example, is Colorado's land-grant university, an institution originally established in the 1800s to teach agriculture, science, and engineering. Kevin Pond, who is head of Colorado State University's Department of Animal Science, says while enrollment in his department is steadily rising, the vast number of vacant jobs in agricultural and food sectors is partly due to perception. Young people don't think of it as a growing field, and furthermore, many of the students are from urban backgrounds. Pond says it's 80% female, 90% urban, and the new minority is a white male from a rural background. And speaking of students in agriculture, next we're going to hear an update from a local FFA chapter. This week's FFA chapter update comes from the Gillespie FFA chapter president, Marissa Hartke. Marissa, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm currently the Gillespie FFA chapter president. I've held other offices before, and I've been in FFA all 4 years, so senior year I'm president.
And what are some of the things that you have to do or that you're responsible for as president?
I'm basically in charge of watching over all the other officers and members. I preside over the meetings. I take care of whatever needs to be done, and I help out however I can with the chapter.
Has it been a good experience so far?
It's been great. I love FFA. I love being president. It's great.
And you guys have several events coming up that you're going to be involved with, a few CDEs or career development events. So what are some of those that you're going to be competing in?
Well, our chapter just took place in the Dairy and Meats contest last Thursday. We always look forward to the dairy contest. Our members love that. We did okay this year. We placed 6th and 4th in Dairy and Meats. And then later on in December, we're going to try Vet Tech, our first time. We'll have to see how that goes. And our members, especially our sophomores and freshmen, they're looking forward to parliamentary procedure in January. We always have a great time with that.
And is that going to be, are those all section competitions?
Yes, we always go to the section contests. Hopefully we'll be moving on in parliamentary procedure to district.
Something else that's coming up, there's a conference in January. Could you tell us what that conference is and the name of it and where it's going to be taking place?
The 212 conference is held in Collinsville in January. It's for sophomores and freshmen who are in FFA or want to get more involved. You can go there and spend overnight. You get to learn about leadership and working, setting goals, meet new people. It's a great experience.
Have you been to that conference before yourself?
I have. I went my sophomore year 2 years ago. It was a great time. I had a lot of fun and learned a lot of things.
And something else coming up, you're going to be working with the Salvation Army next month.
Right. Our chapter always does a Salvation Army bell ringing every year, December. We usually have a Saturday, and we just collect money for the Salvation Army. It's great for our chapter and great for other people. So,
and where will you guys be ringing the bells?
We will be at the Lutheran Church in Gillespie and by Randy's Market in Gillespie as well.
Do you know how long you'll be doing that, possibly how many hours?
Our members will be working from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That FFA update was brought to you by the Gillespie FFA Chapter President, Marissa Hartke. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.